Jesus Christ, was he a true man?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book, The Genesis Solution. Well, Ken, because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became a man, would it be correct to call him the God-man?
You're quite right. You see, because the first man sinned, all his descendants would be cut off from God for eternity. We needed a man, but a perfect man, to pay the penalty for sin. And the penalty is death. But none of us could do that, since we're all sinners. This is why the Creator, Jesus Christ, became a man. Thus he was God and man, two natures, but one person. As a perfect man, the God-man, he could then die for our sin. And he offers salvation to each one of us absolutely free. Have you ever thought about the fact that when Jesus became a man, he actually became one of our relatives? You see, the reason Jesus could die for the sins of mankind is because we're all related. We're all descendants of the first two people. Christians who insist they can believe evolution have to face the fact that in essence they're saying that Jesus became a descendant of an ape-like creature. Now, this would destroy the message of the gospel. We had to have a perfect relative to pay the penalty for our sin of rebellion.
The theme of refuting compromise is what we're proclaiming this year, telling Christians they shouldn't believe in any of the evolutionary ideas. We can equip you with all kinds of free booklets on our attractive website, answersradio.com. Log on to answersradio.com.